24 matanas. L'koyin. Mishum. Okay, so you can say maybe the koyin, you know, might not accept it or whatever it is. Okay, you know, whatever you want to say. Okay, I'll tell you what he says. Mishum. Klum. And he goes in the whole 24. It's mamash apella. He's not doing anything. It's God. The Kohanim Mishuchon Kavol Kazocho and all Chafdal Matanis. Kiryamina Bakamaduchte, whatever the Gemara Kamaduchte. Shani Matnis Kuhuno, the Kohanim Mishuchon Kavol Kazocho. Tichsiv Vani, Hine Nosati Lachos Mishmerish Chumosai. That on Chumi say Mishuchon Kavol Kazocho. There's such a thing. There's the Chtevus on the Bailam. He can decide whoever he wants to give it to. What's Bishochan Gavol Kazocho? What's he talking about? The Kiva, the Rachmoninu, it's not his. I always thought it's Mom and Kain, and it's Mom and Ashevet, and he has his schus from Tevus on to give whatever he wants. No! Kiva, the Rachmoninu, Loi Motsi Livuche Alayu, Dumi Nesina Shekel Gavoya. Shainam avoch olov loseis lo gavoya. V'chol mai didomi luhu mishim deloye v'lei midei klum tichsiv la'shem ha'oretz m'loya. V'chein oim v'dovi kishiktish ha'kesef v'azov l'beis ha'mikdush ki mimcho ha'kol v'miyotcho l'satincho. I mean, I don't understand the word. But you see, I thought that maybe the oil of the oil should be different, okay? But he, Ramesh, you know, he takes it to who knows what, okay? That's one, okay? Now, I just want to stress again, I don't get it. We discussed last time whether Afrosha is a Chal Hashem. Well, it's not a Chal Hashem, you know, in Reishis Hagez, okay? Okay. Even though, you know, some say Lam that isn't, you know, you get the impression, Tvov Kayomim and Yotza, you know, after something's happening, okay? You know, it's all okay, you know. And there also Stiris in the Minyan HaKotzer and in the Sefer HaMitzvos, where the Mitzvah... You know how you define the mitzvah. You can see, if, for example, he says, "Litain reches hagez l'kayim." So that I would have said. That's also like that. And also in the beginning of the Bikurim, "Litain loy reches hagez." That's exactly what I would have said it. But in Sefer Mitzvahs. And in the Shoshim over here, he talks about Nesina. I mean, Hafrosha. Okay? Aloitzi. You know, I can accept that, okay? But to say that you need Shoshim Nemesrei, and Ilu Lav Shoshim Nemesrei, there would have been two mitzvahs in Minyan HaMitzvah, a mitzvah of Moitzos Reish Zagez, when there's no Posik Bechlal in Teresh Beksav. And the Ram is the one who was there in Tupu Mochilis, the Yinit Tereshe B'Ksav, and there's no such posik, you know. The Chamam is Kulipela. Okay? That's the Shere. That's the Shere Shere. That's what he's talking about. That's the Kilu, he thinks that's the important thing to talk about. And the first thing that he mentions, after he mentions Oilo, or that's the first thing, V'kach Gam Reish Tagez. Klal HaMitzvah, who shenafish reish tagez nasno l'kayin. Okay, so that also that's miskuli pella. But I would like to say I think you know I think the kasha is a well taken kasha. Shh. Okay, so that is point one. And all I can say is you know I don't you know we can talk about you know. clear with the Minchas Chinuch and the Chazanish that Tafosh is nothing, or whether it is something, you know, okay, I'm going to accept everything. It's anything you want. But it's not a posik, okay? And especially, it's even more than that. If you remember, we touched up at the Voshtet Nishayash here. That what you do is you take the conglomerate, you don't need a tzivui per se, even a law, like Teres Oila, okay, is enough. You can take the conglomerate of all the tzivuyim and the halakim and you make it into one big mitzvah, okay? So not only do you need something in Teres Shabbat, but you also need a tzivui, okay? And there's no tzivui b'chal in Reish Tages, even though. Even though the Rambam over here in Sefer Mitzvahs does say it, but I don't know what he's talking about. Here, Kuf Mem Dalet, okay? And here, I'll tell you something, okay? Here, it's not the word Hora, here's the Arabic word for Tzivui. Hatzivui shenitztavinu lahafrish reishis hagez mitna lekayin. Okay. What'd you say?
No, in the previous mitzvah, just a fleet thing.
Okay, I'm not, you know, I understand.
I see a problem. That's the problem.
Yeah, yeah, okay, you know, it doesn't bother me. I don't care about what he says in any other mitzvah. But this is the mitzvah that he takes as the thing. And I think what the taich that I said on Yud Beis, I think after we're finished, it's a beautiful thing what he's doing. And the whole thing fits together from all the discussions we had. But, you know, this is mamash kulei pela. Shh. Now, next. Now I just want to show you. So let me just show you in contrast Bikurim a little bit to Reish Tages. I think you might find it interesting. Okay, Bikurim. The Fum Riato, you would say Bikurim is the same Reish Tages. We don't know exactly. Or the din hafrosha, you know, we talk about he can make a gumi, but on the dinim, befrat machlokes tanoim, whether things are chal in mechuba or not, with hafrosha, you know, if you look at the Mishnayos and Bikurim, okay, but say that. The Ram says, in Perek Beis, v'chus Bikurim, halocha yed zayin, in chof, habikurim ein lohem shir min atera, okay. Vuchule, for Ritzel Lasso is also deo bikurim. Oseu, that sounds a lot like Reish Tages, right? Vuchule, Hamafish bikurov, Vinimku, Oi nivzezu, Oi ovdu, Oi nignevu, Oi nitmu, Chayev lahafish achayim tachteim. That's also good. That's a chayis. Shenema tovi beis Hashem Elokecha melamed shuchai b'achriyusin ad shivim lahar habayis. Okay, so it sounds mamish like Reish Tages, but how Rabbi Yisrael Teitz Cholk bets me say din. I'll tell you why. Because in Bikurim, the hafrosha is a chal Hashem. What do I mean? Because in Bikurim. B'shaito, it's a chal Hashem, and I really can't be moisiv. And that which I'm moisiv is called tesis bikurim. The whole din achrayis, and the fact that he mafresh again, was only said if it was lost. But if the bikurim that he was mafresh are there, he can't be moisiv. It's called tesis bikurim, and it's different things. It's really not bikurim. Look at the Rambam, Perek Beis, v'chos bikurim halacha yud ches. Hifresh bikurim v'chos v'hoisev aleim oi itron haroi hatesvis ki bikurim. He's very careful, the Rambam. Yet each os ki bikurim. And also you look, that's what Chaim Kanevsky in Derech Amuna adds to this. He says, in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Ches, Sifkot and Kuflamid, Hari ha-teisefes kibikurim v'asur l'zarim ul'tmeim ul'achil chutz Yerushalayim v'chein ho'ito mikol mokom eina kibikurim mamish shari bikurim p'turim mitrumos u'maisres v'afil hifesh bikurim mikri memurach potem mitrumos u'maisres v'chein p'turim mechala. V'teisefes bikurim chayeves b'maaser u'ptur mitmai. Kamo shkosu rabbeinu per gidgim hirgos mais aloch yudalet. Okay. Shom bialnu das shari shem. That I'm interested in that. Not b'chal. But it's very clear lam the bikurim and it's the chal shem afroshe b'shayt. And it's the gez. It's a very strange thing. That it's a chal Hashem hafroshe b'shaito, because it's the yotzo, and he has to do lechatchil at the beginning, not wait for the middle and the end, right? And if he says it, it's dvov kayomim, but still it can be moisiv. And in bikurim, it's really I am a chal Hashem, okay? And taka, he can't be moisiv. The only way he can be moisiv, it's really not. He's moisiv something else. It's called taste bikurim, but it's not bikurim. And the only way he can do it again is only if it's nevad, because of a bikur achayis. Okay? And it's achayis, I guess, so there's no tevel. Shh. Okay, now, next. Now. Another one, okay. Vimnosen pochois by bikurim. One second. Excuse me. In Reish Tagez, he is supposed to give Echel Mishishim, right? Vimnosen pochois of Chaim Knesset, Vimnosen pochois mi Echel Mishishim, Tzoch Lahashel Mashir. Because of das Rabbeinu, and he says the Hari ain't shaykh kana froshe lefi das atesis v'nosak sas v'yosik fish divo. But according to Rambam, this shaykh is not the mashlim, okay? But your mashlim is chal. So what type of frosh chal? No, it's seder. That's where you have it. So good. It could be there is such a frosh. We don't know what. Why it is a chal Hashem? B'chal. I assume it's a derais, we don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. But there's no tzivui, and there's no posik. True also that in Reish Hilchos Bikurim, the Ram points out the issue of Afroshe by Bikurim, not Legabe Reish Hages, which is what you would have wanted. In other words, he had not been on church at base. The Rambam says like this, Teisha Matonoi, Shmona Mitzasei, V'yachas Mitzleisaseh, Lahafrish Bikurim, Ulahalois on the Mikdash. Aleph. That's good. Vob, Litein, Loreish Hages. Shalom Yisrael. No Afroshe. But in Minyan HaKotzer, he says, in Mitzvah Seh Kuf Chof Hei, Lohovi Bikurim Lebeis HaBechira, Shnema Reish Bikur Admos. I don't know if it's a Dafka, I don't know exactly what the story is in Minyan HaKotzer. I'm not, okay, but say that. Ukinira, L'chayit Lav Dafka. But L'chayra, wherever there's Tevel, certainly there's no Tesefes. And there's a chiddush in Reish Tagez, that's a double portion. L'chol the chiddush is bikurim, even there's no tevel, the tesefis really is not nitfas, but there still is a chai, so what that is, I can't tell you. I can point it out to you. Now, then he says, let's continue. V'chein shenafrish ma'aser rishon from the snow of the Levi. Okay? So the chiddush is that even the two tzivuim, the tzivuim for afrosha and the sinah, that's for chay what he's saying. It's only one mitzvah and the other mitzvahs. Now, so it means the chera, then ma'aser rishon, the etzem hafrosha, is also a mitzvah. Shenoitzi ma'aser rishon, that's not the koyin. This is a din of hafrosha, of the hafrosha tachkiu, erechim. Mina kotzer. In fact, he even goes further. He only mentions hafrosha, doesn't mention the sin at all. Mina kotzer in kuf chav zayin lahafrish ma'aser dogon la'alvim. It's a hafrosha la'alvim, but the mitzvah hafrosha. Chanui mizak in etzma hafrosha shmi la'alvim. So a person's mafish kele had to akri with no kamona to give it. They have to know what exactly happens over here. Lahafrish, lahafrish alavim. Chomai sorot vizerot. Okay, say that. Then, in Mia Mitzis, also in Kuf Chav Zayin, let's see itself. Yatzivish Zivonu Lahafish Kukhov Zain Ma'ase Mitzemach Oretz. You see it? Vuhu, that's the Ramshit in general, I assume he's pointing out, is not Daf Gedog and Tirish Vyitzor. Vuhu, Omroi Yisale Kies Mas Ben Yisrael Shirim Ol Hashem Trumo Ukva Be'er Hakosuv Shamais Hazeh Lalavim. This is says the sinah. What's tupman? What's the din? The mitzvah hafrosha, and it goes to the address is levim. That's the posik. Well, Nate. Levi, he nasati kol maase b'Yisrael anachlo. He doesn't say, okay, you have to know what it is. He's just telling you that it's chus moment. We don't know what's in the scene, we don't know what it is exactly, okay? But it's clear that there's hafrosha, and l'cheir l'ram over here is clearly saying there are two parts to this. I'm not sure, safe, I'm not sure what it is exactly, safe on mitzvahs. And I'm not in and the Mira Kotz is just afroshes. I'm not sure exactly. So here we just have the opposite problem that we have in Reish Hages. These are two examples. In Mishneh Torah, Perek Aleph Maise, Hilchos Maise, Halacha Aleph, Ache Shemafrish in Truma Gedolo, Mafrish Echod Me'asor Me'anisho, V'zeh Aniko Maise Rishon. Oboi Ne'emar Ki Es Maase B'nei Yisrael Asherim Ol Hashem. Maise Zeh Levim, Zechorim Ol Kevois, Shne'emar B'nei Yisrael. In a sati called Maase b'Yisrael anachlo. So we don't know any b'chal that there's nesina over here. In the Mahagdomo, he writes, Mitzvah Achas, Vuhu Lahafrish Ma'aserishem B'chol Shona V'Shona Mishnas Hazriya V'litno La'Levim. There he says, La'Levim. So it's also very confusing back and forth. And that lechira in Reish Chos Mais is like what he has in the Shoshim here. For example, when it comes to Truma Gedolim and Trumas Maaseh, at the beginning of Hilchos Trumos, he writes lahafish Truma Gedolim. Lahafish Trumas Maase. We're adding to discussion the Sina. However, in Perek Beis, let's see what he says. In Perek Beis, Luchot Trumas Alocha Aleph, he says, Umitzis Asei, Lahafish Menu Reishis, Reish Lakrein, Shnev Reish, Dron, Tchosh, Yitzchera, Titen, Lord. Ma Mitzi Hi, Hafrosha, Lachay, the Mitzvah is, So that's also an interesting question. When we're mafrish in order just to be matter the kri, you don't do anything. Just matter the kri, but you're not making any mitzvah. The nesina, the afrosh, and the nesina. Okay. Even by Maisa Sheni, he says, for example, in the beginning of Maisa Sheni at the Ravoy, when he talks about the Minyan Akot, in the Minyan in front of the Hilchos Maisa Sheni at the Ravoy, Lahafuch Maisa Sheni. It's Mashm according to the Rambam, if you put it all together, all the Matonis that are Toblois, opposite the Mitzvah, is Hafrosha. Hafrosha. Say that. This is like the Taz, but I'm not sure exactly. The person doesn't want to be matter the tevil, so they have to be mafish. He wants to leave the tevil, let it rot. So the Taz says he has to be mafish. The Etzma Fosh is a mitzvah. I read to you. Yodei Taz, Simen Aleph, Sifkot Yud Zayin. Ubeze Vadai, Kol Yisrael Shayech Beisei Brocha. Okay. So much Shchit at the beginning. Then he continues, he says, Avo Bafrosh Tumo, Havi Ika Brocha, Al Mitzis Hafrosha. Lo al Isa Achilas Tevo. When Shchita, it's an Isa. Shehari Mitzis Hafrosha Chiv Olov. Afilu im Eino Goitza Lecho Min HaTfuo Adayin. Im Kein Havi Mitzvah Zeis Kisham Mitzis V'kivit She'ein Hu Chiv Begufo La'asis Kein Diev Shalitro Moidei Shliach Lo nechalik ha-mitzvah v'abroch hazeh mizeh el ha-terem yivorech u'mishimhochi nicha ba'hi di'ilim lo yivloi lo yitroi t'les lei be'emes takanta l'vorech. Okay. I'm just not sure because he doesn't say what the mitzvah of Afrosha is. Okay. My question is, I'm wondering, Lemaisa, we don't give it to the Kohen. It's not clear to me that the Ram would say there's a mitzvah afrosh in such a case. The question is, to be mate the kri, just let it stand? Is the hakim? Or the kim is afrosh al kri? But I'm also confused because you have to know, and I'm not, this is not what I want to talk about now. If you know the general klal, that when you have a mitzvah which consists of many parts, you make the bracha at the end. Ein vochem v'gvam mitzvah. So what's the gvam mitzvah over here? The afrosh or the nesina? So I would have said the nesina maybe. But he making the bracha on the afrosh. So what does it all mean? Okay, just, that's an aside. And that's another point. However, the Magen Avraham does the opposite. The Magen Avraham in Simen Ches, so first Simen Ches, Sifkot and Beis, Mu'umud, that you make blocks and blocks Mu'umud, okay. The Afrosh is Chala, Eino Mitzvah Kolkach, Deino Ois El Lesake Macholo, Dumi Deshchita, Kein Niuli, what does it say in the Magen Avraham? It's Mamish Moshe Kapoy, it's the exact opposite of the Taz, okay. And that's what Kveg in Yodeya is Mitzayin to this Magen Avraham. It's only Hechatim Simata Yisa Tevel. Okay? So no one says anything, no one quotes anything, no one quotes anything. In fact, it's a Rashi. Okay? And it's a Rashi and a Rambam. Because Rashi goes one. Rashi in Gittin. Rashi in Gittin. It's very strange that Chayin go mamash back and forth to Rashi and Rambam. Rashi in Gittin, Memzayin on my base, Dib the Reis Eloi, Kiva the Biku mitzvah the Rami Alei, he Volei Tavle, Leeso, Peiris, Bachilo, Machai Vliko Cholohovi. Volei Domi, Lema'aser. Dafilu leman diom ein kinyin loy mechayiv laase al chelko shoy vikichovim demaise tovil vi osele bachila vlav mitzvah deramia alehi. There's no mitzvah to be mafrish el im kein oichlon. When im kein oichlon is a mitzvah, or he, that's when he has to be mafrish, but that the fact that he wants to eat it and doesn't want to eat it, l'chayah, shouldn't be enough gemin in his mitzvah, l'chayah. So l'chayah Rashi means, I assume, that even if he wants to eat, he just has to be matah the kri. It's a mitzvah because he wants to eat that. And I'm also, I'm confused. In the Rambam, it's also very clear to me that the mitzvah is hafrosha for the sina. And I'm just only wondering whether you can really make a bracha on that frosh levad, okay? I'm not sure in Taz, you know, I can imagine in Taz that the frosh itself is the mitzvah, okay? That's why I assume that Craig is attacking him and quoting the Magen Avraham. But I'm not sure, okay? Okay, next. Now.
Is the reason why you assume before that.
I'm not sure. I doubt what you can ask, whatever you want.
The reason you assume before that Dalach is Tovil, there's no Achrayas, is because there's no mitzvah in the
No, no, you can't, because there's certainly. Achrayas you can only talk about if a thing gets lost or something to do about it. But after something is Tovil and Amafish, you can't have a second Afrosha. You can ask, you know, what's you know, and the chiddush is that in Bikurim where the afrosha is a chalashem, I can still be mafrish. But I can only imagine that because there's no tevil. You can be mafrish if it's lost and it's a real afrosha. If it's not lost, it's only tastes Bikurim.
If it's lost in the afrosha, then the second afrosha is part of the Jewish
mind. I assume so. Otherwise, what would there be achayis? It's not Achayas at any moment. I assume so. I didn't check this out. Check it out and let me know. Shh. I don't. I can imagine there's an Achayas in any moment. but it's only an expression of his chiv afrosha, a separate chiv moment. I don't believe it. But you check out and let me know. This is all very interesting. No, just okay. Now next, okay. I have nothing more to say except Hashem Yo Einai. They beat to the floors with their secha. But you know, I frankly have always stated that it's much better to be honest and to present a problem that's a problem than to say some type of thing that, you know, that's nishkategen, nishkeflogen, and convince yourself have a teretz. And I always say all something else besides that, you know, an intellectual honesty, that's what you should be doing. It also is a method that you can end up someday getting the answer. Because if you understand and you keep in mind that it's difficult, someday the answer may, the certain problems that bother me 20 years later, 30 years later, wham, boom. But if, you know, if everything's okay, so there's no problem. Okay, next. Now, Ukvatou, okay, next. Ukvatou was there. Ad Shimonu Esrim vi Arba Matnes Kuhuno Esrim vi Arba Mitzvahs. Ach Shimonu Mixas Hamitzah She Oisa Matone Hi Prat Mihen. Al derech shebi'alnu bi'or ha'oilo v'chazei v'shoik atrum mishlom. V'chazei v'shoik mishlom. Now, here, you have to understand, there's be'etzim, there's no machloikis in Rambam and the Bahag that the mitzvah to do it. The shayli is, the Bahag is ready to count chalokim, the Rambam learns, and the Rambam learns all conglomerate, but that there is a mitzvah. That's not the issue. The question is only a machlokas by minyan.
But I counted 24 mitzvahs.
There's a problem over here. We open up, you don't get the impression of 24. I think I mentioned this. There's Oaolo, and he has Chazei Chazei V'Shoik, and he has in the lechem from. Whatever it is.
One, but not 24.
Yeah, I'm not sure if every single, you have to go through every single one of them. But, you know, it's also strange the generalizations that the Rambam makes. I'm not getting involved over here. And, you know, I'm just wondering how much what he was medayik and what he assumed, or he assumed that such an approach, you should logically come to such a conclusion. You can't really say anything over here. You can only speculate. And speculation for me is, you know, worthless because, you know, I don't know if to make a bracha on it. Even though most people, that's what the Talmud Torah is about. Okay. Now, Ulufi Shenelam Klal Ze Mizulosenu. V'lo hirgish boy kol ika, v'lo some leiv elov. So, you know, it's like almost a poetic attack on the halacha gedolos. Shenelam klal zeh mizulaseinu. There's such a klal, which the Rambam was machadish, but everyone should have known it. And it was ne'elam. V'lo hirgish boy. That's what's the difference between Hilgish boy, the Kol Ika, for he saw me love Lev. I don't know what he wants. He gil a kach shemona mitzus b'fnei atzmon yitzikos blilois. Now he's the ones that he mentions now. Now I'm going to get back to this. I don't know if this is the time now to make this, to talk about this ne'alam. But we'll come back to this in Metz Hashem later. What this is, but it's yitzikos blilois psisos blichos. Hagoshes, Tnufois, Kmitzois, Aktoris. V'lo yada shekol elu heim chelkei asiyas hamincha. V'zeh, now the proper translation over here, v'zeh shehu lanu lahakiv mincha. That's the Shirano instead of the Alamo. Okay? Shahiralano. Okay? But that really, again, is irrelevant because that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a conglomerate of everything to make it into a tzivui. Correct? Okay? Now, we'll continue with this. This is next. Okay, right. Higia, Achim Mitzvah, the Yitzchikus, this and this. Now, Lemaise in Sefer Mitzvahs in Bahag, he has like this. He has Kuf Pei Gimel, Mitzvahs Kohan. Listen to this one. Kuf Pei Gimel is the rough one. Kuf Pei Dal is okay. Kuf Pei Gimel is like amazing. Mitzvahs Kohanim, Lumoid, Lasos Yitzikais. I mean, Lumoid, Lasos Yitzikais. And Lumoid goes in everything, really. It's like colon, I think. Ublilois, Upsisais, Umlichais, Chnufais, Hagoshois, Kimitzais, Haktorois, Shchiteis, Umlikois, Kabolois, Vazois, Hashkois Aseita, Varifus Eglo, Taris Mitzera, Odom, Ubegodim, Ubatim. Und es ist Kapayim. And then, he says, Mitzvahs Kohen Lumod Lases, I don't catch. In fact, you know, the Ramban, neither of them take the Bahag to task about this. I'm not sure how serious they think this is, but I don't know what he wants. Unless he learned the Lumod Lav Dafka, but if it's Lav Dafka, what was he writing for? But he does quote Mincha besides this, not in the Mitzvah Kuvase, but in the Parashas of Mesuvas Tzibo. Parashas Olois, Menochais, Ushlomim. Shh. And there's no stira. You can mention all these Chalokim and you still have a Parashas Menochais. How that happens is beyond me, but it's Mamish Kulipella. See, the problem is, you know, you can imagine count the chalokim, you can count the parashah, you can count the mincha, but to count both sounds very odd, to say the least. Next. V'akach bo levaya ze Hashem. Al eze, one second. We'll come back to that. Okay, good. V'achak, then he says, V'achakach bo levaya eze dovo, al eze shem, depending on you translate it like that, kakorach, kapoka, al eze levaya ze Hashem, al eze dovo noifo, v'hi teres hamincha. V'omar shihi tiye min ha-seiles, u'min ha-lechem ha-ofui. Now he says like this, al toye kach, Toyakach. What does he want with that? Toyakach. Toyakach. Toyakach is an appearance. Is that I'm trying to say that the appearance is a chaloshem over here in the various types of menochos? I'll explain to you what I mean. Okay. Al toyakach. Ve'al toyakach. Koima. Machvas limacheshes o ma'afetano. Ma'afetano. Now, from Rita, you could have said that he's telling you that the botzik of Minchas Machvas and the botzik of Minchas Macheshes is Cholk Beatzin Yisraydino, and if it's different Toya. Toya Kach, V'Toya Kach, and that's the Ram Shita. You'll find this in the Rambam, in Perek Yigumo Maisa Kobonle, Yisaloch Avov, and Zayin. Minchas HaMachvas V'HaMacheshes Ketzad, Noisen HaShemen B'Kli, V'Noisen Olav HaSeilis, Noisen HaSeilis Shemen, Achel Boilu, HaSeilis V'Achkach, Losho B'Poishrim. The Oifa Oisa B'Machvas, Oba Macheshes, Kamoshe Nodo. Ma Be Machvas, Oma La Macheshes. Macheshes, Yesh Lo Sofo, Va Botzek Shrifin Oisa Leho Rach. It's a separate different type of Botzek. Shehari Yesh Lo Sofo, Vi Eino Yeitze. O Machvas, Ein Lo Sofo, Va Botzek Shrifin Oisa Bo Koshe, Kedei Shelo Yeitze, Mikan u'mikan.
The difference in how you make the dough beforehand, or the
how you make the dough beforehand.
Okay.
I assume whether it's a hard dough or it's a soft dough. But you know, it's a kuli pel. I would tell you, otot, that the machvas or the macheshes require this type of dough. That's the mitzvah from the mincha. The Ram doesn't say that. The Ram says that since they need to be made in this kli, I have to make it that it should fall over or not. Listen to the Lashon. He says, Ma be machvas macheshes, macheshes yesh la sofo. Ova botzek shoifu no iso leo rach, sha yesh la sofo, veno yoitze. U machvas, ein la sofo, va botzek shoifu no leo bokoshe. Kidei! Kidei! Shelo yeitze mikan o mikan. I would have said it starts the opposite way. That since the thing is, since it's kosher, so it could be, it could have be poets. Okay? But it's just the opposite.
Maybe he's saying the difference between a pancake and a bagel. I mean,
okay, but it looks different, right?
No, of course they look different. But I mean, if you pour a pancake onto a flat surface,
go, yes,
it's
going to...
Spread.
I understand that. I understand that. That's what he. I understand that. Yeah, but the question is, see, Rashi says the whole difference is because they're different kelim. In Vayikra Beis Pasuk Hey, V'in Mincha Machvas Shnem Arei Olai Mincha Machvas V'Klihu Shoyi V'Mikdash Shoyifin Mincha Alu. B'shemen v'akli eino omuk el tzaf u'maisa mincha shebesecho koshim shebitech shehi tzofo ho'os sof as a shemen. So that's what happens. Then he says, in Macheshes he says, kli hoi mikdash omuk u'mitech shehi amuko sham letzovo v'ein ho'os sofo lefikoch ma'ase Hamincha hasuyin l'seicha loichashin kol dovo rach imamashke nira kiloichash meneh. So you know, if you would have asked me over here, what difference the Rambam in Rashi is the thing hard or soft because of the dough, right? Because the dough is different. I would have thought it should be like that, or because the kli. But both Rashi, it doesn't go like that. According to Rambam, I make the dough different because I want it to work out with the kli. And according to Rashi, I make the dough the same, but because of the kli, it becomes different. Okay, so that, but I tell you, the whole discussion of Tayyar don't make any sense. Why? Because the Ram says three minoches, not only machves, malches, this is mafetano. And mafetano don't do the discussion over here. So if there's a Tayyar, it just means that you make it in a different way. It doesn't do with how it looks. The Seidah Siyasin is different. In a Machvas, Macheshes, and a Machvas, and a Mafetano. Shh! Visibolel B'Shem Nashir Kach V'yiftoif Oiso V'yosim Oleho Melech V'alavoyno V'yagish v'yonif v'yikmoit mimeno v'yaktik fi orfanin shibialnu u'beiranu v'mekoyim v'meserez menoches. Now here is very strange. You get the impression, and also before a little bit, but here it's even clearer, that the melech was put on before the kmitza, before the agosha. Right? V'yosim alei ha-melech v'alavoyno v'yagish shh v'yonis v'yikmoitz mimeno. But it's mefurish both in the Gemara, which I'll point out to you, and in the Ram, the Melichas after the Kemitza. How do I know that? Because the Gemara Menoches, Yirum Beis, Komatz vi ola bi ola tzro o gargamelech o kareit levoin apostle. Kol hani lomeli tzricha. Ditan tzro vishun la basakovi hi. Avo melech de basakovi eima tiskashe vitan a melech de loy ikva bohodi mincha mei koro. Avo levoin ikva bohodi mincha mei koro. Aim at the skasher. So, I don't know what color Levoina was there before. Wasn't me before? Wasn't he made color? I guess he puts in the kli. Maybe the melech is there. Chesnet. Rashi menoches yirav mebeis. Melech basakrovihi. Bleacha shohoye krimitz. Ala mizbeach. Hoye mochei. Kedeprishes, the ochome per gimo, yochotei mincha kule tuna melech, tamo kobacha melech melech. Korban ton melech, vi ain kola mincha tuna melech. So the melech is on the kremitz. So it has to be later. But that's when it comes in the Gemara. So it really shouldn't be melech bechlal, b'shas the kemitza. And the Rambam, and it was Meister Korbonos, Per Gimel Och Yudbei, Seid Avos HaMincha Ketzad, V'Kremetz, Mimokim Shnizra Beshamno, V'Chulei, V'Noisir HaKremetz, V'Kli Shores, V'Mekadshoi, V'Kli Shores, V'Chiz HaMekadshoi Malaket, Es Kol Avoyna, V'Noisir Na'al, HaKremet Shebekli, U'Malei Al Mizbech U'Mochei. But no, it's not Gabi Ishi Mikli Shores. I'm a foolish. Malik is afterwards. B'chera. Now, the problem over here, when you go back and you do it again, is it's very clear that he says v'chol elu heim chelke asiyah v'adov anasek fi kol asiyah zeis kul yipol shem mincha im ken amitzvihi atzivit shnavinu tiyeh asiyah korban alechem o asalish nagvenu fi kol seida zeh ukein el advorom b'mitzis mincha klema ayitzika v'ablila v'apsisa v'amlicha V'atnufa v'agosha v'akamitza v'aktora k'moy omloy b'chalitza. I don't know why it goes over and over and over again, but you know, it's like, you know. V'chalitza na'aloy v'yorka b'fonov. the answer we omra. Why she mitz chalitza achas, loy nimna chalitza lekiko kriya acher, shamakubitz mehem, he asiyas a chalitza, be mitzvah achas, not because of the klal, it's because in many chalokim, which is the conglomerate, is the mitzvah. It's all one mitzvah. Kamo chen lo nimna vi atzak, yitzak to le ha-shemen, v'sam to le lebona, v'melech timloch, v'henif, v'henif, v'hegish, v'komat v'hiktir. See, here's another problem. What is he talking about? How can he put Malicha in B'chal? Before we talk about what's the say to the Malicha, but didn't we say in Rambam, the Rambam himself says here in the Shoresh, that Malicha is a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. So the separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs, separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs, what's he talking about here B'chal? He said the Malicha is no in kol kabonis, it's not a chelik. Here he says the mincha, the Malicha is a chelik. And there he says, no, the mincha applies to, the Malicha applies to all kabonis. It's a chastira. So here comes Biskarov. Biskarov, in his Chidush Mamanochis, Mipia Shmua, Samazayim Rebeis, Vine, Haram, Sefer Mitzvahs. Sure, you base cause the Melech Bekobon is Nechshav, the Mitzvah Bnei Atzmo. The Ein Zeh Chelik Me Oilo O Mechatos. Only she Zeh Mitzvah Klolis. Lim Loech Kol HaKobonis, Mishimochi Yesh Lechashvo, the Mitzvah Bnei Atzmo. V'yakach Tomashom Ala Bahag, the Mayitziku Blilo Umelech le mitzvah b'pnei atzmo, halei kol zeh nichlal b'mitzvah mincha. V'yinei divya ram l'chayu sasri adodi, d'betchil l'kosav b'yatz l'melech choshim le mitzvah b'pnei atzmo, v'akach toma ala b'hag, d'mon l'melech le mitzvah b'pnei atzmo. V'menochis, v'anir b'zeh, d'ram b'forish d'yei shnei dinim b'melech. Acha e'achas, nimloich es kol ha-kabonis, Zeh Nilmat, see, he's pointing as an important issue over here. When he talk about all the Kabbalahs, are you talking about, I thought you're talking about Oshem, Chatos, Oilo, and Shlom. Okay? Are you talking about also Mincha? He's talking about also Mincha. Okay? Which is not clear in the Ram, that's the case. So he asked the Kash, so what's going on? He says, "Chol piyetsi say dino." There's a mitzvah loich kol kabon. There's a nimur me'akol kabon chatak melech. V'gam b'mincha b'chal. But the chori is correct. Akol kabon chatak melech applies to mincha. Okay. V'zeh lehav a chelik mitzvah ha'olo ki im mitzvah klolis l'mloich kabon. So beis ika b'mincha kro miyuchod dohosem ha'melech hu kimoi chelik me'mincha. Ukmo diinim belilo v'yitzika hochinam beinim b'mincha melech v'ze havim miguf ha'mincha tach melech ze guf mechelik guf ha'mincha u'mishimochi nicha de bekabonis le'makiv v'rach le'mitzvah. If you don't put on melech, it's not makiv. Di'ein ha'melech chelik me'maisa ha'korban el v'shum mitzvah v'ni atzma u'mishimochi Ain't no ma'akib. Mashenki menochis, the zel chelim gufa mincha, so it's dach ma'akib. Beshapacholot mincha misha kabonat liku. Mishimochi shapi hisig rambam ala bahag. Demona melech with mincha mitzvah. I just don't know how you cholik, how it expresses itself. Because there's a mitzvah, when I put it, it's dach chelik and it's also a kimakob. So I don't know what it means exactly. But
that would explain why he's, what the difference is said when he's talking to him. It's a kabonis. There, that's the klolik of melech ala korbonis. Here, it seems to be as part of.
I understand that, but there's no such din. No one says that's part of the thing. It's not part of it. So that's the question. What's going on? What does he mean? Because the holy mechayiv, there's a separate mechayiv vushtetas, there's a separate mechayiv of mincha as part of the mincha, and it's a, what are the two dinim? You have to look at this. He has more of a discussion on this. You have to go through this. I just want to mention next week, we'll see what we'll do after this, but The Agav Shitvei, there's a whole discussion. You can check. You can even prepare it yourself if you want. There's a Chavis Yoya, which Chofetz Chaim quotes, and it's in Siman Kuf Nun Beis about Agav Shitvei. Omer Hoshmait, and I want the Rambam, how the Rambam learns it, what the Chofetz Chaim says about it. Okay. The Chofetz Chaim is Sefer Psicha. Omer Mim. He quotes the Tshuva Chavos Yoyah in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. Okay. And I'd like you also to see a Bir Halacha. A Bir Halacha. In Simon Shin Aleph, the Ramaska Bezer Lahati, the Rachti Bezer Lohitzi Midas Godel Echod, Shekosav Lohoku Bezer Agav Shitve. Okay, say the Batzloch.